Mr. Chairman, I understand that there's been some correspondence that we've received concerning this project, and I think that I'll defer to council concerning that correspondence, whether that's something that should be read into the record or made a part of the record and the specifics. I've not seen the actual letter myself.
Was the record left open?
No, it was not.
The record was not left open. The letter, one letter that came in was in reference to a portion of the adjacent property that was proposed to be used as part of the access. And the other letter was from Jim Fuqua in response to that letter. It was automatically goes in the file, but the record was closed as to whether or not you could consider it or not.
Right. And I don't know that it really is necessary for the commission to even necessarily formally consider it. It was more of just clarification, I think, between Mr. Fuqua and another property owner.
Okay. And Mr. Chairman, like Mr. Smith, I had some concerns concerning this subdivision and primarily surrounding the burrow pit and the extent to which it's grown, which was to the surprise of the engineer, and I have concern as to how much that's going to continue to grow. But with the plan itself, conceptually, I'm in favor of it, but I'd like to, as part of my motion, put in some stipulations concerning the burrow pit and the eventual pond with that. And with that in mind, I want to pass down a copy of what I intend to enter in the record, sir.
All right, sir. You have the floor.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we conceptually approve subdivision 2006-26 for Gravel Hill Properties based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Two, a subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Three, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. Four, my motion is for approval of the subdivision as a concept only because I am concerned about the preliminary site plan as presented may not reflect the same conditions on the site as what will be present at the time the applicant seeks final site plan approval. Specifically, there is an operating burrow pit on the site. The applicant's engineer was surprised at the amount of burrow that had been removed since the application was first filed, and the applicant stated that the burrow operations would continue if preliminary approval was granted. Since the burrow pit is such a prevalent aspect of the project, this could impact the layout of the site and the location of the amenities, the extent of the usable open space, etc. For this reason, I'm approving this in concept only and directing the applicant to confirm exactly where the limitations on burrow pit operations will be and the final location of the pond. While I believe this project may be a superior design under the subdivision ordinance and that it also satisfies the requirements of Section 99.9C, I, as well as the commission, will be in a better position to verify that once a revised preliminary site plan is submitted. Six, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 276 lots on 204 acres, and this results in a density of approximately 1.35 lots per acre, which is less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. And seven, this conceptual approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 276 lots within the subdivision. B, the lots located in the existing stand of trees near the southern entrance to Route 30 shall be relocated so that the trees are preserved. And I might add, this was agreed to by the applicant at the public hearing. C, the applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, the pond, and other common areas. D, D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. E, all entrances shall comply with all of Delta's requirements. F, the applicant shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested area shall be shown on the revised preliminary site plan. G, a 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agricultural purposes. And buffer shall be added to the southern boundary of the project too. This final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas signed by a licensed landscape architect and showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included within the buffer areas. H, no wetlands shall be included within any lots. I, street lighting shall be provided and the location of the street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. J, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all streets within the subdivision. There shall also be walking, jogging, and bike paths throughout the subdivision as shown on the preliminary site plan. K, the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by the Sussex County Ordinance, designed in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and conformity with all DLDOT regulations. L, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. M, a school bus shelter with parking shall be provided on the final site plan. The developer shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district's transportation coordinator to establish the school bus stop area. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. And within 2 years of issuance of the first residential building permit, the developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. P, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Q, the proposed preliminary site plan must be revised to show the actual limits of the burrow pit operations and the final location of the pond, access points to the pond, open space between the pond and adjacent lots, the amenities, and the forested area between the pond and the eastern boundary of the site. It shall also state that all burrow pit operations shall cease at the time of the first residential building permit is issued. R, if wastewater is treated and disposed of off-site, the treatment and disposal area shall remain as open space. Let me find my notes, sir. S, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. And T, the applicant shall submit a revised preliminary site plan in compliance with the conditions of this conceptual approval to be considered by the commission at a future meeting under old business.
Just one, I think, point of clarification. In K, you referenced the central sewer system being in conformity with all DLDOT regulations. I think
Denric.
Should be Denric. Yeah.
Can't read my writing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve as a concept only subdivision 2006-26 Gravel Hill Properties for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Wheelock, the record reflect I did not participate in the public hearing.
Okay, it was 4-0 with Mr. Gordy abstaining. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. I'd like to direct your attention to our counsel to my left and your right, who has a few words to share with you about how